Well, let's turn now to news of a new civil rights unit in the office of U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz. And Carmen Ortiz joins us now from the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston. Attorney Ortiz, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. So this new civil rights unit, what's its main goal?
Well, its main goal, it's going to be operating out of our civil division and focusing on civil rights enforcement under the civil laws. For example, doing a bit of investigation and work with respect to the American with Disabilities Act, representing the interest of our service members who have been, you know, off to war, and when they come back are seeking to be reemployed or seeking to get that promotion that they missed because they had gone off to war and were fighting, you know, on our behalf. And so making sure that service members as well as employers, municipalities understand what their rights and obligations are, doing work in terms of the ADA, making sure that people with disabilities, whether it's physical disabilities, hearing or sight impairment, certain severe allergies, that they have equal access to other things that, you know, everyone probably who doesn't
right.
have that kind of a disability, you know, takes advantage
right.
of.
Well, if I may ask, this is all very laudable, but in a way, you and your office were kind of ahead of the Justice Department, because I understand a lot of this leadership is coming from the Justice Department. You were ahead of them because back in 2010, your office announced that it was forming a team of prosecutors to focus on civil rights cases. So I'm wondering how this new unit differs from the efforts that you had launched 5 or 6 years ago.
Surely. In 2010, we established a civil rights enforcement team to reinvigorate both civil and criminal civil rights enforcement. And those the enforcement team consisted of a number of lawyers from both our criminal and civil division doing cases, you know, in terms of hate crime, color of law, human trafficking cases, which has really increased in our office over the last few years, as well as our civil enforcement. But they were assistants and staff members that were members of other units. With respect to our criminal work, it's been working quite well, and we have a number of dedicated prosecutors who do a lot of the human trafficking cases, which is an area that has really increased. We've seen a number of hate crimes, but not really a great number in that arena, and we do a tremendous amount of outreach. But with respect to our civil work, that area has increased. And so by setting up the unit, we have now two full-time dedicated assistant U.S. attorneys along with support and administrative staff that will focus solely on civil rights enforcement.
Right.
And this will institutionalize that practice, you know, in this office.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, of course, the Obama administration and the Justice Department have come under some criticism for what some people see as a reduction in civil rights enforcement or investigation over the past couple years. And perhaps in response to that, Attorney General Loretta Lynch has made improving community police and community relations as a major goal since she took over at the Justice Department. And I understand that with you today is Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General Vinita Gupta from the Justice Department. So what is her role in the formation of this new unit?
Well, I think that, you know, I had a plan, and I will say that under Attorney General Holder, as well as Attorney General Lynch, the top priority has been civil rights enforcement. And I know that from the beginning of my tenure, I have been a member of the Attorney General's Advisory Committee's Subcommittee on Civil Rights. And there's been a lot of focus. I think what Attorney General Lynch has done is to focus more on the community policing and community and police relationships, and especially it's critically important given, you know, what has occurred across our country over the last a couple of years. And Assistant Attorney General Gupta, Vinita, is here basically to laud not only just the establishment of the Civil Rights Unit and indicate the full support of the Department of Justice, but was also here to engage in a roundtable discussion where we had a number of representatives from law enforcement, from community representation, as well as faith-based individuals to talk about community policing and relationships, how important it is to really have police who know their neighborhoods, who know their community, who have established relationships, who have garnered trust well before any incident or any situation occurs, and that the police really are here to keep people safe, to solve problems, and to be, you know, a real a member of those communities. And I think a lot of our departments, I think here in Massachusetts, are doing that work already.
Hmm. Well, Carmen,
but we can always do more.
There is indeed always room for improvement. Carmen Ortiz is the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, joining us today regarding the announcement of the formation of a new civil rights unit in her office. She's speaking to us from the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston. U.S. Attorney Ortiz, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll be right back. This is Radio Boston.